present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, radio comedy's answer to Farming Today. Well, if it's true that the secret of good comedy is timing, here's four men whose watches must have stopped. On my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. On my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryan. And will you welcome, please, the only person I know who's got two centres of gravity, our lovely scorer, Samantha. Right, the first game is called Wuthering Hillocks. It takes as its premise the poverty of the publishing industry. Teams, would you suggest some poor man's versions of well-known titles? Who's going to start?
Well, the reader in a cruel sea is the tetchy sink.
There's a new film, A Row Called Wanda.
Cervantes' classic Don Quixote is now Shetland Pony Hoti.
And on the magazine front, Homes and Gardens is being revamped to go with so many of the people who have to live in cardboard boxes now. It's called Homes and Cartons.
Death in the Time of Cauliflower? I don't know what that means. Sex, Lies and Semaphore Flags?
I remember that night. J.M. Barrie's classic is now Peter Brillo Pad.
They're doing a cheap version now of Geoffrey Bernard is Unwell, called Geoffrey Bernard is Still Unwell.
Charles Dickens has suffered. They're publishing his complete works, The Bleak Bedsitter, David Tinfield, Nicholas Dimeby. I'm laughing because if you want something doing well, do it yourself. The Old Curiosity Barrow. Get on with it, Barrow. And Martin Chuzzle. Not funny at all, really.
Anyone Goes is being revamped as one or two things work vaguely.
That old classic in King Solomon's Mine is being spiced up a bit, now called King Solomon's Anybody's.
Tim, have we got any more?
Michael Palin's around the block in 5 minutes.
Thomas Hardy's far from that rather annoying couple.
Paul Daniels' It's Magic is coming back as It's a Cheap Trick.
Prince Charles' Personal View of Architecture, A Vision of Brit Eklund.
Lewis Carroll's Alice in Milton Keynes.
And then redoing the James Bond books, which would include Rhinestones Are Forever, From Rochdale with Love, and Tinfinger.
Right.
Shakespeare's Hamlet is now Cutlet.
Okay. Have we got time for any more?
Are you talking to Samantha?
At this stage, I tell the teams the names of the ball they'll be announcing at the end of the show, and our laser computer has now made its random choice. I can tell you, teams, that it will be the Vicar's Ball. The Vicar's Ball. Okay, we have a musical round now. It's entitled Pass the Swanee Whistle. The team member will play a well-known song until I blow my
whistle. Sorry, happens for that.
We should have been given time to swallow it
first. Until I blow my hooter, which goes like this. At which point, he passes the instrument to the next man, who must continue the song. It's a game which requires concentration and a high level of musicality, but we'll let Colin Sell play anyway. Just to make things difficult, we'll be playing blindfold. And I'm going to start with you, Barry and Graham. Away you go, Colin.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I think we should have had a protective on that myself.
Yes.
Say sucks.
Tim and Willie, here's some music for you to accompany. Tim, start off, please.
Oh, look, you drool. Oh. You have enough Swanee. I have the
Tim and Willie disqualified for breaking the Swanee with them. They would have won, actually. They were well ahead, and then the Swanee whistle fell to bits. We have a game now. It's a pathetic and snivelling game in which team members must account for some horrendous crimes of which they're accused by the opposing team. Now, Barry and Graham, I'm going to ask you to accuse Tim and Willie first. Be ready with your defence, please, Tim and Willie. Right, will you accuse Barry and Graham?
What? Will you accuse Barry and Graham?
Or full. You could have a full stop in there.
Jack Hughes.
And then start a new sentence.
Whatever happened to Jack Hughes? I haven't seen him for ages.
Will you get on with the game, please, Barry?
I'm sorry.
Right, I accuse. I'll start.
Right.
Why did I catch you in my kitchen last night?
I didn't hear you coming.
What were you up to?
My knees.
Yes, but in Brussels sprout.
It's an old Belgium remedy for athlete's foot. Bien sûr.
In that case, why were you stark naked?
I have athlete's body.
Nevertheless... What was that naked girl doing in the microwave?
The carrots.
No. Why was she in the microwave?
Trying to get a suntan. But the microwave wasn't switched on.
We never go that far on the first date.
But you're a married man.
So is she. That's microwaves for you.
Right, Barry and Graham, get ready to defend. Off you go, Tim and Willie.
What have you got behind your back?
These flowers for you.
It's a wreath.
No, it isn't. It's a floral lavatory seat.
But it's not my size.
Well, it's the nearest they had in black.
What kind of flowers are these?
Dead ones.
What can I possibly do with a lavatory seat covered in black flowers?
This.
Excellent, right.
Found some of the Swanee whistle.
We're going to play charades now. Historical charades. Each team will make a famous, will mime a famous moment in history, which the others must guess. Props and period dress are admissible. And Tim and Willie, we're going to start with you. Your historical moment is being flashed up now on the laser computer display. Sit down, Willie. Okay, here at home is the mystery voice to tell you what it is.
The signing of the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk. The signing of the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk.
Right. Tim and Willie, carry on with your charade. A historical moment.
Six words.
A small word. T.
The. Well, let's hold it a minute. If you're doing that, it's, in fact, seven words.
The last word is all one word.
Oh, I see. All right, I apologize.
We mustn't go into Europe. I told them.
Right. So carry on. Will you hurry it along, please?
Fourth word. Fourth. First syllable.
Yes.
Chop, 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 chop. Timber. Boom.
Tony Blackburn.
Second half.
Timber. Lumber.
Lumber.
Tree.
Jack.
Tree.
Tree.
Yes. Second half of that word. Dunk, dunk, dunk.
Coffee.
Dunk,
tree coffee.
Dunk, bag.
Donut.
Dunk.
Tree donut.
Dunk, dunk, bag. Dunk, dunk.
Tea.
Tea.
Tree yes, tea?
Yes. Now, this is a bit nasty.
It's the signing of the treaty.
Now, take care,
somewhere.
Please.
Three syllables here.
You can run through some treaties.
Now you've got to do the first syllable of the last word.
Whoa. Coco, Charlie. Non.
The late Walter Gabriel.
Second syllable, what a
pet. Signing of the Treaty of Flatulence.
Second
lighter.
Syllable.
Willie's lighting is lighter, listeners.
Lighter, light.
Past tense.
Light.
Lit.
Past.
Lit. Lit. And the last syllable, obs.
Any idea, Barry and Graham?
Lit. Lit. The signing of the Treaty of Titlitovsk.
You're very close. Should we give it to them?
Yes.
I think they've got it, don't you?
Yes.
Right. Barry and Graham, now your mime. Your mime's going up on the board now. And here's the mystery voice to tell you about it at home.
The diet of worms. The diet of worms.
Right. Barry and Graham, start miming.
Four words.
What century?
First word. The. Second word. Eating. Eating.
Chinese.
No.
The takeaway?
The
takeaway of Peking.
Barry's about to sneeze. Oh, he's dying. Dying. Barry's dying, but then that's nothing new. So,
I'm born again.
The die. The
55
die.
55 days
of
what?
That was... There's no time to book your holidays.
No, this is, I forgot to tell you, you have 30 seconds and you've had 20 miles.
And he should have told you that 30 seconds ago.
The diet.
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 The diet.
Diet. Third word. Little word. The diet.
The
diet. The diet. In. Of.
Of.
The diet of.
Nose.
Nose.
Forehead.
Could it be the early bird? The diet of worms.
Hemorrhoids.
Oh, worms. The diet of worms. The answer there, was it not?
Oh, it was.
The diet of worms.
Only on radio would you do that.
Ruins the game if you do. Okay, we're going on to another game now, which is called Quotation Time. No, it's not. It's called Quotations. Teams, I'm going to read you some cryptic quotes and ask you who said them and to what were they were referring. There is a connection between them all, and the person who spots it will win a tweed hairpiece. Graham, here's your quote. Neither could I until they forced me to learn. Neither could I until they forced me to learn.
That was said by Sylvester Stallone on the subject of breathing.
I think it was said by Beethoven when he was asked the time.
You know, Beethoven was so deaf he thought he was a painter.
I called about three, Barry. Sorry.
Barry, here's one for you. You know one can do a great deal of work lying down.
That's Michelangelo.
Oh.
Clean answer, you see.
Thank you. Just before the Pope said, no, I wanted it all blue.
Willie, here's one for you. I like to try anything once.
That's Mike Gatting on being asked his views on appetite.
Here are a few more now, and anybody will open it, because these are good ones here. I don't think 19 is too young.
That's
any takers?
Kylie Minogue on the subject of retirement.
Or Joan Collins referring to a Who's Who entry.
Here's another one. He whittled all over me.
Oh, that's a member of the lower university challenge team. Referring to the opposing captain.
Colin Sell referring to you, I think.
And finally, the Queen is a hot potato.
Oh, I know that one. That was Dan Quayle on learning that the Queen is related to the late King Edward.
Now, any of you, can you tell me what the link is between all those quotations? Seriously, now.
None of them appear in the Oxford Book of Quotations.
Wrong.
None of them were said by any of the people we said.
Wrong.
They all featured in the new game Quotation Time.
Wrong. The game is called Quotations.
No, Humph, I don't know. They're all names of flowers.
They were all said by the Duchess of York.
You're getting very close. Would you generalise a little bit more? And
they were all said by several Duchess of York.
I'll have to tell you, because you're nowhere near. They were all said by members of the royal family, by or about members of the royal family.
Good Lord.
Neither could I until
whittled all over me.
Well, neither could I until they forced me to learn, was said by Princess Margaret on Dancing the Polka. True, these are all true. Barry, you know one can do a great deal of work lying down, and you gave a very good answer, but it was wrong. It was said by Princess Margaret. And you won't get another word out of me. Willie, you had I'd like to try anything once. That was said by Princess Alexandra on riding on a bus. I don't think 19 is too young. Lady Diana Spencer on getting married. He whittled all over me, Prince Philip, referring to an orangutan at London Zoo. And the Queen is a hot potato, was said by the Archbishop of Canterbury, referring to the Queen's privacy. That was fun. Right. Right, well, this is a round where each team has to improvise a song, with the team members taking alternate lines. The subject and style of the song will be provided by the other team. There will, of course, be musical accompaniment from the Colin Sell soul machine. And I'm going
Boots
to...
Boots repaired while you wait.
Tim and Willie, you're going to sing first. What sort of a song do you want them to sing, Barry?
I think we want... We've had a lot of calypsos and a lot of blues. We'd like them to sing a madrigal, I think.
Is that...
That one. And, Graham, the subject.
Graham Ainslie's Black Eyes. Black Eyes.
Calypso.
Madrigal.
I were walking out one day. I chanced on Dennis Potter.
Oh, that Black Eyes. I said, that rudeness, what you wrote, you are a total rotter.
That black-haired creature in bra and pants, who did die, is anything sadder.
Hang about. I said I might be very well thinking of Blackadder.
Oh. Mm. Okay. Barry and Graham are going to sing. Is it a madrigal you want them to sing too?
They can do a madrigal.
Timmy Mallet.
Early morning.
Yeah. I can't abide that Timmy Mallet and his whack-a-day. He gets right up my nose, he does. I wish he'd go away. He said, why do you hate me so? There is no reason or rhyme. I said, I took an instant dislike to you, because it saves a lot of time.
Now, to calm our shattered nerves, a game everyone can play, Mornington Crescent. Remember, last week we decided to start playing a straight game because we're going to gradually move forward into the more complicated versions of the game. So this time it'll be pretty well a straight one, except that this week I'll allow Paddington, but only from the south.
When you say only from the south, does that include north?
Listen, as the weeks go by, these rules are going to get more and more complicated. And if I'm going to have to repeat them every time to somebody who can't take them in the first time,
we're
never
going
to get on the air at all. The audience knows perfectly well what I'm talking about. Right, who's going to make the first move? Barry Cryer.
Pentonville Road. Lower Regent Street.
Billingsgate.
Paddington.
Aha!
You're not usually that bright.
Oh, thank you, partner.
Listen, Grove.
Berwick Street.
Leicester Square.
Paddington.
Can you do that twice? I know it's from the south, but...
Is that a... You can do it over and over and over again.
Point of fact, if you think about it, it's not from the south, that one.
So he can't do it?
You can do it, say it as many times as you like. So will you take another another move now, please?
Okay,
you lose a point.
Westbourne Grove. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Queensway.
The audience can see it coming.
We can see it coming.
It's the moment of truth.
Mornington Crescent!
Yay!
Walked into that.
Barry, you let that one in badly.
Mm. Well, it's the two Paddingtons, you know.
Yes, but...
I'm not a bad loser, don't misunderstand.
I wasn't allowed the other Paddington.
No, I know, but you rattled us. I mean.
And you are a bad loser.
Anyway, excellent play by Billy Rushton again. Another hand for Billy Rushton.
Thank you very much. Not without my partner, I couldn't have done it without you. I couldn't have done it.
That, in fact, was a particularly smart move. Now... While I go backstage to show Samantha my medals, I'd like the teams to announce the late arrivals at the Vicar's Ball, please.
Here it comes. The Collar family and their son, Doug.
And will you welcome the Right Honourable Charles Ismay Shepherd and his father, the Lord Ismay Shepherd.
There you are.
But his son, Herschel, not want. It's cabaret time.
Ah! Gather round the font.
Let's.
Jane Font and Henry Font.
Let's get it over with. A parade of Nicholas Parsons. There are so many of them. Good heavens, they're all there in a line. They'll get a queue rate. Luckily, I've got my rev counter with me. And in the cabaret, Spike Milligan in his goon persona, representing smooth slip-on Y-fronts, which he calls Eccles Easy Elastical.
Mr. and Mrs. Nod and their son, Sigh. Please try and be Christian and not laugh at the entrance and the stutter of Justin Pediment. Strange couple from the church. There's a beadle and an abbot formed an unholy alliance to produce beadles about.
Will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Meek and their saintly son, Blessed Arthur Meek.
Will you please genuflect and welcome... In fact, welcome, yes. Genuflect. For genuflect diocese and Anne Glicken Church.
That's just silly.
Oh, there's the farming vicar. I have a small holding. Who's brought? And why? Why would he do this on the night of a ball? Go on, lemming over the cliff.
Hey.
What happened?
There she goes!
He's got all these pigs with him, but they're safely in an enclosure, their stipend. And, which, as you know, is a small allotment. And,
gathering swine over with the lemmings.
He's brought his lettuce spray.
But luckily, there's Mr. and Mrs. Ation of the Magi and their son Theodore Ation of the Magi.
Chatting with their friend as Mr. and Mrs. Rendeth the Lesson and their son Andy Rendeth the Lesson.
Well, loath as I am.
And there, believe it or not. Mr. and Mrs. Ment and their newt, Esther Ment.
That's all for this week. Remember to drop a coin into the plate as you leave and join us again next week. Until then, from all of us, goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Graham Garden, Woody Rushton and Tim Brooke-Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sells setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Johan Magnusson.